Since late last year, we have been periodically speaking to a group of LGBT people in the Valley about how the election has been affecting them. Each time they've said they're worried, but more for other minorities than themselves. And then just about a week ago, President Donald Trump tweeted about transgender people in the military, and his Justice Department argued that civil rights law does not apply to sexual orientation. So KJZZ's Tina Sieg checked in with the group again.
This young queer woman and two middle-aged gay men are doing what most folks do when they haven't seen each other in a while, sharing pictures of their pets.
Oh my goodness.
I can't believe that I caught them in that pose.
Oh, look at that.
That's so good.
Tony Moya smiles at two cute beagles laying next to each other before everyone sits down around a table at his place. The last time they were all here, they were scared. Scared for Latinos, for people in the country illegally, for Muslims. Moya says they still worry about these groups.
But if you start looking at what has happened since the last time we met, there, to me, there's an onslaught against the gay community.
The 53-year-old says he's not surprised, even though Trump called himself a friend to LGBT people during the campaign. 60-year-old Brendan Mahoney also saw this coming.
All of our experience, we can spot a phony a mile away. And Trump is a phony.
20-year-old Jenny Vega has friends with trans partners in the military and says their futures are now uncertain thanks to a few Trump tweets.
And so even though it doesn't affect me personally, it affects those who I love personally.
No one here is planning to join the military, but they still feel targeted by this administration. In one specific instance, the Justice Department has argued the 1964 Civil Rights Act does not protect gay people from workplace discrimination. And more generally, they feel Trump has helped embolden homophobia and transphobia.
He's opened the floodgates.
Especially to legislation aimed at rolling back LGBT rights, says Tony Moya. According to the advocacy group Human Rights Campaign, politicians have introduced more than 100 such bills in state legislatures this year. Many of those measures would allow businesses to exclude LGBT people based on religious liberty.
They're not sleeping at night. You know, they're thinking of other creative ways to attack your rights. So we can't rest.
Staying awake looks different to everyone here. For Moya, it means continuing to hold fundraisers for promising liberal candidates and supporting young people who can take this fight into the future. Young people like Jenny Vega, who uses the pronoun they and identifies as Chicanx, a gender-neutral form of Chicana.
The more comfortable you become, the more you think you're settled in, and then the hurricane comes and you're not at all prepared.
For Vega, preparing includes encouraging local LGBT groups to be more accepting of young people and people of color. And as for Brendan Mahoney, he feels morally called to resist the current administration. Mahoney says Trump is a bully who goes after anyone he perceives as weak.
And bullies only have power when we, the bystanders, let them do it. It's up to us to shut it down and say this is not okay.
Mahoney is doing that through his church. He's worked to get every congregation in the region of the United Church of Christ to become sanctuary churches. He says Trump keeps on drawing lines in the sand and saying the bad guy is on the other side. Mahoney's seen that with sexual orientation and with immigration.
Don't wait for the line in the sand to be in front of you and there's no one left to speak for you. You need to speak up now for other people.
Everyone at this table feels vulnerable under this administration, but they all believe that tomorrow, anyone could become a target. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.